Kumlen and Ablat Gemara, we're up to the Flam Chesma Beis in the very bottom of the page. Mishnah. Kol Achad Osa Yoim, the entire 11 days is Becheskes Tara. The 11 days of the Ziva period, she's Becheskes Tara. We'll soon see the Gea Bish Halacha. We'll have three different opinions as to what it means. Number one. Number two, that's called the Reisha. The Sefer is Yoshvala. She sat. She didn't check herself. And Lucheri is talking about maybe all women. Shigiga was a shagig. Shagar was a shagig. Nansad was an einis. Hezida deliberately, but like Botka, she didn't check. To hate her, she is tight. But what about case number three? Higia Shavesta came her period that's fixed. The like Botka, Harezu Tamei, she's Tamei, because we're convinced that definitely she saw a period.
She got to do with birth or not with birth?
Nothing with birth, finished. Okay, so three different cases here. Rameir said, now whether Meir is arguing or not, we had Rameir a number of times before. Im hoisa b'machbe, she was in hiding in some cave because she was frightened for her life. The giyash asvesta v'loibot, because came the time of period and she didn't check herself. In that case, she's toyed. How did you tell you? Know why? That fear that she was seized with prevents the normal blood flow. That means that had it not been for that fear, she taka would have to have the blood flow, which seems to agree with what the Mishnah says. Then he says it. Avol yimei hazava hazava v'shemeres yom keneged yom. But the yimei the days of the zava and shemeres yom keneged yom had elu becheskas tamim. In those days, she's a cheskas tamim. If she started flowing until she's clean, she's a cheskas tamim. In other words, if she, let's say, only saw for one day, and the next day we say shemeres yom keneged yom, you got to wait. Then, if she didn't check herself, we're going to assume that the blood continued flowing. She has to do a checking to make sure it has to make sure that it stopped. Yeah. Says the Gemara, my Hilchasa, this very opening in the Mishnah, what's the point? 11 days, what are you trying to say? You say Cheskatara. What are we talking about here? Three interpretations. Interpretation number one. Amra, you the Lema tell you, she ain't not Tzricha Bedika. To tell you, that those 11 days, she doesn't even have to check herself in the morning or night. Doesn't have to check herself. It's only after she finishes Tashmish to check, but the Bechal doesn't have to check herself. Because, Cheskes Tara. Freg the Gemara, but the next case in the Mishnah right now, the Gemara thinks it's a continuation. It says, but the Eved, if she didn't check herself, it's all right. Mashach Hatzchila, she should. It says, but Mektoni, safe, it's not safe. Yoshua, she sat there, but like Botka, she didn't check herself. Mekhal, the Hatzchila, boy, but the she does have to check herself. So the Gemara is safer, the safer. Austin may need this, not the same case. The first problem is just talking about Yemei Ziva, Cheskatara, why? Because it's not the normal time for her to see. But the next problem is just talking about the Yemei Nida. Here already is much more normal for her to see, so she should check herself. But yeah, if she didn't, it's all right. But how come? This ain't read the Mishnah. Call Yud Aleph, the entire 11 days when this is outside of the window of Nida, this is the Ziva period, which is not the normal time for her to see. Is Becheskes Tara. She doesn't have to suspect that she will see, and she's a Chazaka, that she's tired. But like boy, Bidika doesn't even need Bidika. Aval Bimeini Dasa. But at the time when she's a Nida, the 7 day period, she's a Nida, boy, Bidika. There we are, Chazaka, that she'll see, and she needs Bidika. And what happens? Bidi Eved, Yashra, Vilay Botka. She is tired. That's shot number one.
When we're saying
the
main needs to be
bodied,
is that because these are the periods when she sees, but she hasn't seen yet, so therefore she has to be bodied.
That's right.
Even if she sees, she has to continue.
Oh, what is she bodying?
So it's only because she's anticipating.
That's right. It's all in anticipation. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two, Rav Chizda says, like tzricha, no, we know what we're talking about over here. We're talking about, this it says 11 days. You want to know, what do you mean cheskes tara? What's the point you're trying to say here? We're saying it according to Rameir. Rameir is saying it. What did Rameir say? We learned in the beginning of the Masechta. The Amr Rameir said, if you remember, there's a certain woman Rameir says, she should never get married. Rameir says the most thing that, according to him, no woman today can get married. He says, Isha she'ein levesis, a woman that has no fixed cycle, asudu l'shamish. Because every time, maybe, now, this moment, she'll start having her period. So therefore, she's not allowed to be m'shamish. That's what Rameir holds. So now we're coming to qualify that. Hani mili b'meini dos. When does Rameir say she shouldn't have the days that she anticipates, the days of her nidu? Avo b'meiz of us, the days of that she's supposed to be a ziva. B'cheskes tar. Even Rameir's moed, it's not the time to anticipate. You don't have to worry about it. Which obviously then the problem is, then why did Gemara before say she shouldn't get married? Why not get married and just have relations during the ziva time? The 11 days. She shouldn't get married. One answers could deal me it's very hard to to limit yourself to that thing since she didn't see any dam. You'd think that it's also mutter. So therefore we say it's only gzeda that she should not get married at all. It's like a double gzeda here. Says the Gemara, how can you tell me that you're telling me what it says here, like, oh, 11 days of Cheskas Tara, what's saying according to the mayor, if she has no vessels, but those 11 days she's Cheskas Tara. So the Gemara, Homilitoni Sefer, it says in the Sefer, Higia Shas Vestas, says in the Sefer, if it came, that it came the day that she's supposed to see, then even with the Evid, she's not, so we're talking about a woman who doesn't have a vessels here. It doesn't say, Aval Isha Sheyeshla. It says, Higia, they're talking about the same woman. So what do you tell me that the Mishnah is talking about a case of a woman has no vessels and going to a mayor? Is a miktani sefer higia shas vesta v'leibodka meklal to be isha she has a vessel. No matter a woman has a vessel. Doesn't matter you write chesuri mechsa. Words are missing. V'hachitan. This I should learn. Kol yud aliv. All the 11 days is becheskas tara. The 11 days is becheskas tara v'shar yelabaylo. She's muta to her husband. She's muta to her husband. Now, so the first part of the mission is talking about the mayor that the 11 days and then she's muta. We just said you have to divorce. So Teisa already says it's talking about until they divorce. Takes time, gotta get a rub, who's working, or whatever, till you get a sefer. But till then, a lot have relations. Uve may nida asura, but while she the days of nida, she's us, that's what made holds. So then the Mishnah continued, these are words I'm missing. But he's not planning to be divorced, it's a forced divorce. It's by Medvar, and there talks about it once he hates her. There's no hate over here. It's by Medvar, and what are we talking about? So the question, according to the mayor, when you go out on your date, you should ask her, by the way, how about your sister? You have a vessel? You don't have a vessel because we're going to get married and divorce tomorrow. What's the point? And the woman, Lul Chayda, should know. Unless she never bothered checking because if she's a girl. Yeah, that's true, yeah. That's right. That's about a woman that has no vessels. This is what's missing in the Mishnah. Avol yeshla vesa. If she has a vesa, then muteris. Then she's allowed to live with her husband, right? Because they know when he's utzricha b'dika. She needs b'dika on the day. She needs b'dika b'chal. Yoshua v'loy batka. Shogun nenzel zilay batka teide. Abegiya shas vesta. It came the day that we know that she has a fixed period. V'loy batka then tmeya. But he wonder how can you tell me the Mishnah is a meya? How be the safe word a meya? Reisha lavra meya. If the end of the Mishnah, it says later in the Mishnah, a mayor said if she was hiding in a cave, that means till now it wasn't a mayor. Look, my name, Kulav a mayor, the entire Mishnah is the author's a mayor. But this is how they read the first part of the Mishnah. And if she was not in a cave, Higia Shas Vesta came the day that she's supposed to see, V'le Batka Tmeya. Why? Sherab Meir Reimer, not Rab Meir Reimer. Sherab Meir Reimer says, Im Hoysa Bamech, but Higia Shas Vesta, if she was in hiding, and for the fear of her life. And it came the time period, V'le Batka Tmeya. Shecharod, the Misalek, the Dami, any other time. If it's a Shas Vesta, she is Asa. The only time that we say B'dievet is all right is in the cave, because the Charod is Mesalekis Adamim. So that's Pshat number two, that the Mishnah is talking Kolachad Yoch Asayim Chesdar from Korna Meir, who says he has no Vesta all together, but that's only you may need it, but you may Tari you can.
Is it still weird to bring his name in the middle of the sentence?
We have a lot of time, sure. You add the Shin.
Right, but you say,
no, because he didn't say Mephadish. He didn't say Mephadish. He said that. And from that, we infer this. Okay, so and the first pshat I've heard that says was that during the Meir Ziv you don't have to have b'dika, it's only the Meir Nidah you need to b'dika. Comes third pshat Rava. Rava Amar, Rava Zog, Leimir, She'ena Metami Meshlech. This we learned in the very first Mishnah of Sechta Nidah, that if you find out that she's a Nidah 24 hours back, any tata that she thought she'd have to Metami, because maybe already she wasn't Magish, whatever was there. However, but not when it comes to Yemei Ziva, if she sees an aberration, so it only starts from that moment and not from before. Meis will ask you a question. It says in the Braisa, Ha Nida, Vaha Zova, Vaha Nida, Anna Zova, Anna Shemedes Yem, Kineged Yem, Anna Yeledes. So a woman, whether she's a Nida, whether she's a Zova, whether she only saw for one day, or whether she gave birth, Kulon Metamas Meisel Eis, they all go back 24 hours. Clearly says Ha Zova to Yufta. So that in a way repudiates Rova's tenets. The name of Shmuel, loyme to say, she'ena kivas leveses b'teichim ezivasa. From here we'll do it actually because we have some time. Shmuel says that you cannot eat kaveya veses b'teichim. You know, you kaveya veses, you see three times the same time, either the same amount of days in between, or right now we're talking about the same day of the month. Hey, whatever, the same day of the month. You're not kaveya veses if she saw in the time when she should have been a ziva. She saw the 15th day. You know, first 7 days is nida, then the 11 next 7 days. And she saw every 15 days. You know, every 15 days, that's a ziva time. And since it's an aberration, you can never build a cycle, a permanent cycle, out of an aberration. Rashi is sort of a little bit below the middle of the page, the first line, b'toichi mezi vasa. So he says in the name of Shmuel, ki going rasa gimel pami. She saw three times, mitezvav letezvav, every 15 days. Ein ze veses, it's not considered a fixed cycle, li'inyan da'yishaita, regarding going back 24 hours. Oy li'inyan, or regarding this other thing, that definitely, this a veses, she le'botkete temeya. That if you say, if she wasn't biting, she's definitely tamei. The mitezvav letezvav, havi meziva. These are the ziva days. V'chein kol ha'yamim, all the days, m'sheshom muzayim ein didas. Every cycle, the 7 days of Nida are over. Ad Yud Ches until 18. The Shomi Meziva Bahadin Nidus. It ends the Meziva together with the Nidus. You can't fix a cycle in aberration. So the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Lo Shmi, Lo Shmait. I'm a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, who's a Talmud of Shmuel. I never heard this before. Omer Abai, what are you talking about? At Omer Nelon, you're the one who told us the usual story here. But we already found out that Rabbi Yosef a few weeks ago, Rabbi Yosef told off his Rebbe, you did those last time, so what goes around, comes around. You told us faket. Yeah, same Rabbi Yosef. Rashi lo shmili hashmaite Rabbi Yosef tamid Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef tamid Rabbi Yehuda. Shehu tamid shadav Shmuel. V'chol Rabbi Yosef sick v'neket tamudai. He forgot how to learn. I mean, in another place says he got sick because he was blind. U'kishahaya shemeya. Wait, Rashi says it sounds like it's a separate issue altogether. And when he heard member that Rabbi Shmuel, the Ein Oniskel, Eizah Shmuel, would never hear, they couldn't remember ever hearing it, Matmi used to wonder, V'lav Tamidah Rabbi Yehuda, I'm the Chatamah from Rabbi Yehuda, V'lo Yamali Shmuel, so he never told me, V'abaya Tamidah, he maskir, always reminds him. You very seldom find Rava remind him, so always Abaya. Interesting, why is it Abaya, not Rava?
Why would they record all this, that he kept saying?
Exactly. So we once said, the reason is, that is to tell you that no matter what, you have no excuse not to learn. Even if you have, let's say, forgetfulness in such a strong way, you have to learn Torah. And the Isser of you shouldn't forget Torah is only if you deliberately, you know, you don't chaz or whatever, but if you can't help it, you should still learn. Look at Rabbi Yosef, he never gave up.
This is a quotation of what happened.
Yeah, but yeah, why do we have to know this part? It's embarrassing. You rub it in. You know, you always rub it in. We had this a lot as Gemara Erevin. We see Erevin constantly, one after another after another. Abaye and Rabbi Yosef, one after another. But Rabbi Yosef to argue back, and then Abaye for another.
Because even when you don't have this reminder situation, you can see there's a lot of interaction between Abaye.
Oh, for sure.
So this is part of that. So he must have been more regular with him than Rabbi
Yosef. Yeah, Abaye was just a very precocious student. Tell you more about it. Where did you tell us? You told me this. It says, she normally saw every 15 days. We'll soon see. That's what we're going to discuss now. Every 15 days. This is what the Mishnah says. V'shintza liyom chav, and then she changed to, no, she was seeing every 15 days, then it suddenly became the 20th day. In the following month, you have to anticipate the 15th day she will see, but you also have to anticipate that the 20th day she'll see. What about Shinsa Pamaim Liyam Chav? 2 months in a row, she saw the 20th day instead of the 15th. You still have to worry about the 15th because you had a Chazakah, but you already saw twice on the 20th. You worry about that as well. And then if the third time it happened, that it cancels, you know, the Chazakah the 15th, and now you have a new fixed cycle the 20th. We'll see in a minute. One second. But that's the Mishnah. So what did you, Rabbi Yosef, say to us? You said to us, in the name of your name, Shmuel. Loi Shanu, when we say 15, we don't mean 15 days of the month. We're talking about 15 days of and down the calendar. But from which event? Ela tezvav l'tfilasa. We're talking about 15 days from a mikveh. And why is that important? Because 15 days from a mikveh means the first 7 days she's a nida, then she goes to a mikveh. And then 15 days from that is day number 22 from her nida period, which is back to the nida cycle. Because if it's 15 days from when the beginning, how does it work? 7 plus 11 is 18. Day number 15 would be the Ziva period. But you told us it's 15 from Tefillah in the Nidah period because you said you cannot fix a cycle in the Ziva period. That's what you told us, clearly. Which is 22 days from her Nida, which if you work out the cycle, 7, 11, then 7, and this comes out right in the middle of the second set of 7, which is the Nida period. The Hasan B'mei Nidasa Koyla. It comes out in the days of Nida. Yeah, but fifth, when he said 15 in the Mishnah, meant 15, yeah. Avo Tezvav L'Diyasa, if it would have been 15 days from when she saw, then, no, which would only have been 8 days from the Mikveh, then the Bimezi Vasakai. It would have fallen out and during her Ziva period, like cover. Cannot fix. This is what you told us. Rabbi Yudim Shmuel told us that you cannot fix a cycle in the Ziva period, it's an aberration. It's not the normal time for a woman to expect to see. And therefore, even if she's 3 months in a row, she sees at the time when she should be a Ziva, we don't say, oh, she started a new cycle because it's not normal. Not normal. Let's just do Rashi. Zevaz Asurin, two lines above the white lines. Zevaz Asurin ain't tzarich leima tezvav she'avah she'asa shur. The 15 days asur she'rekala yomim tina she'matina. She's separating that day because he's expecting to see. The kai melank. What the rule is? The chayiv adam. But we'll see later in the Gemara. The chayiv adam lifresh me'ishta. A person has to separate from his wife. Samil chavesta. The day that she expects to see, she has to separate from her wife. The ain't tzarich leima yom chav she'rasabay. And again, the 20 days she has to separate because she talked us all last month the 20 day. So she's now worried the next time that. Maybe 20 days later she'll see. Shari Nidhi. Ella. Ella. Hochi Kamar. Kishayak. Now, what happens if she did see in the 15th day, then the 20th day, anyway, she's separate from her husband because she's a Nidah. 7 days she has to separate. So, this is what the Mishnah is talking about. Kishayak Zavigi Tezvav. Comes the next 15th day, she didn't see, but at Suda Lishamish Shariyan Vestahu. That day is the 15th day, she has to anticipate she will see, so she has to separate. But Dain Loy Dilaktoi. Ella Pamachas, you only missed 1 month that you didn't see the 15th, so it doesn't cancel that cycle of the 15th. The Ain Ves is Neker Pachas Megillah Pamim. You cannot cancel a fixed cycle, just like it takes 3 times to establish it permanently, it takes 3 times to cancel it. But she didn't see. But it comes the 20th day, from the last time she saw the 20th day, She's not allowed to have any relation with her husband. Shema tikva vesses b'chav v'chav. Maybe now you're about to establish a new cycle. We're just doing Rashi. Shari shinza pamachad yimchav. She changed once to 20. V'chein pamayin l'chav. The same thing applies. There's two times it happened. Izev is there. So in the 15th is also because maybe she'll have a cycle. In the 20th is also because maybe she's starting a new cycle. Yom tizvah yimchav. Abba gimul pamim l'yimchav. If 3 months in a row she did not see 15 days, but she saw 20 days, then huta yom tizvah. The 15th day now becomes mutter because that's been cancelled. She's no longer going to see 15 days after her first period. Vanessa yimchav, but she's also 20th. Okay. Okay, so now we're trying to understand. You're telling me you cannot fix a cycle during Ziva period. Does that mean there's two ways of learning it? The one way of learning it is that we don't worry, it comes next month. We don't say, oh, maybe that day she'll see again, you know, let's say 20 days, which 15 days, which works out to her Ziva cycle. We don't say 15 days later, oh, maybe she shouldn't separate from her husband because maybe she'll see. No. We do it in the previous mission. We're not even worried. All the pshat, no, we are worried. But even if she sees 3 times in a row, 15 days, we're not going to fix a cycle. Fixing a cycle, we won't do. Mikvah lo cover. But we are choishish. Still. Which way is it? Okay, I understand we don't fix a cycle, but are we worried that he's that day? Ishtiglam, he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. Didn't answer whether we're choishes or not. Omra papa, nechze anan, let us see. If she was accustomed to see every 15 days, which is the mission we just learned, and then she saw the next one, not the 15th day, but 20 days later, she's ushered to her husband on the 15th day, and she's ushered to her husband on the 20th day. But we just learned before, if you use the name of Shmuel, when we say 15th day, we mean 15th day from when she went to the mikveh, which is 22 days from the last time she saw. So therefore, it's in which part of the cycle? Is it in the Nidah cycle? Now, what is it? She saw the 22nd day, right? Then it says, then it changed to 5 days later. 15 became 20. So what's 20? How many days from the last sighting? 27, right? If 22, if 15 is 22, because we're not including the Nida days, then 20 becomes 27. Now 27 is already in the Ziva cycle. And what does he say? You have to choishim lezeh lezeh. Isn't it clear that in the Ziva cycle, even though we cannot fix a new permanent cycle, but definitely you have to anticipate next month, you might see in the Ziva period, so we see what that we are chayshish. Now the Gemara says, Rapapa says, Esin v'tartin. Now, what happened? She saw 20, and then she saw 20 again. And Rapapa seems to be understanding that when we say 22 days later, it's not 22 from 27, it's 22 from 22. Lepoil, she did not see the 22nd day, right? She saw the 27th day. And then, if you count 22 days, if you count 22 days, was it? If you counted 22 from the 27th day, it's again Nida Ziva. It's Nida. What's his raya? He's trying to say that what is it? It's the Ziva period, because he's counting the 22 days from the 22nd day that she should have seen, but she didn't. Take off the 5 days from 22. What do you have? You have 17. So if you count 17 from 27, you're in your Ziva period. So if you add 17, you're in your Ziva period. So therefore, that's his horaya. So it's clear that Papa has a new way of counting. His way of counting is that when we count, she has 20 days, and we have to chayish 2 days. The 15th and the 20th, for example, or he called it the 22nd and the 27th, or the 15th and the 20th, we're not counting 15 from day number 20 now. 15 days later, she has to be chayish, and 20 days later, no. The 15th day, had she seen the 15th day, which is really only 10 days after the 20th day, you have to be chayish. And then the 20 days from the 20th day. That's his pshat. Okay, everybody understands? A little bit confusing. Uksav rapapa holds esin v'tartin me esin v'tartin minyona. The 22, which is the 15. We don't count it from when she actually turned 27. Okay, now let's count 22 days. Or let's count 15 days. No. You go back to the day that she should have seen, which is her cycle, the 22nd day, which is the 15th day. Count from there 22 days. And that's the 15th day which you anticipate. And then 10 days later is only 5 days later. You understand? Minana. Women are very smart. It's the men who can't figure these things out. It has a calendar. It has a calendar. Okay, but you see, it's clear what I just said. But nida upischa me'esev v'zay minyone. But if she became a nida or everything else, there definitely you start counting from when she actually saw. We're talking about anticipation. Anticipation is when we anticipate that she will see. So you don't say, let's say her cycle is every 15 days. So you don't say, okay, you'll say, which is 22 days.
Okay, so
if her cycle is every 22 days, Rabbi Huda Yeshua says it means, but if she didn't see 22 days, she saw 27, you count 22 from that day that she saw. But our Papa says, no, you count 22, when do you anticipate to see again? She should have seen last time on the 22nd day, so 22 days from that time that she should have seen is when you anticipate that she'll see again. Rav Huna ben Yeshua says, no, from whenever she saw, we count now, we anticipate 22 days later she'll see. I.e., she didn't see last time 22 to 27. That was a quirk. But now that she saw then, she go back to her normal cycle, which is every 22 days from the last time she saw. Okay? That's what he's saying here. Which is what I just said. Who said Dilma Esin Vitati Nami Ma Esin Vizayminyon? The counting of 22 starts, it goes from the 27. And therefore, it's a Nida period on Yurai before, but being Chayshah during Ziva is not an Ayah Roku. It didn't happen in the Ziva periods. It's in the Nida period. And if you work my cheshbon, that the 22 days from the 27, when she actually saw, you do 7, 11, 7, you'll have number 22 right in the middle of the second 7. It's in the middle period. But what about the Ziva period? You have no raya that you anticipate that you'll see. And the Hakanam style, I'll prove it to you. Now, this proof is somehow logical, so I might disagree, but this is what he says. You have a chicken. You have a chicken, a hen. The Ramya Yema, she only gives birth on odd days. So on Sunday, she gives lays an egg. The Kofshe Yema, on Monday, she doesn't lay an egg. The Ramya Yema, the Kofshe Yema. Tuesday, she lays an egg, and Wednesday, she doesn't. The Kofshe Yema, suddenly, 2 days, the consecutive day, she didn't lay an egg. So Sunday, she lays.
When you're going to do this with the chicken.
No, we're talking about laying. So Sunday, she lays an egg, and Monday, she doesn't. Tuesday, she lays an egg, and Wednesday, she doesn't. So L'chayr is alternate, right? Day and day. But then suddenly, Thursday and Friday, she didn't lay an egg. Something happened. And then she resumes back to normal cycle. So what's going to happen Shabbos? We're going to go back to normal cycle and say, well, one day she lays, one day she doesn't. So Shabbos she'll take a rest and Sunday she will. Or do we say, no, imagine Friday she didn't lay an egg because if she wouldn't have laid an egg on Friday, which is the normal cycle, on Shabbos she would. So therefore we anticipate that on Shabbos, 3 days in a row she'll lay an egg. Is that, which way is it? Of course it's the way that she'll go back to normal cycle. It means going forward. We don't look backwards. We don't look in a rear view mirror. We look forward. So therefore, the v'ram yechad yema, ki hadra nokta kila kameh, if she goes back to a normal cycle, nokta kila kar nokta, she'll go back to the normal way, so she'll see 3 days in a row, or we say, no, she'll continue now, one year, one no. Al-kocha kila kameh nokta. I mean, logic says, al-kocha means logic. Same with the woman. If she sees every 22 days, and suddenly she saw the 27 days, you don't count 22 back to the days she should have seen. You say, okay, she saw something, a fluke happened, she saw the 27th, now we'll count 22 days, and that's what she'll see. That's what Rabbi Meir Shua said to him. She sees every 22 days,
right,
not a day of the month.
Okay, so
not a day of the month. This is a different kind of cycle. It's called Vesel Yamim.
When you normally understand a period as being a month.
No, there's two kinds of periods. No. We'll see later. It's Vesel L'Chodesh and Vesel Yamim.
The first thing of this is that Salas is issued.
No, this mission is clearly talking about a case of Vesel Yamim.
I understand. Mm-hmm. So what's the minimum? You say 22, can it be every 21 or can it be
any? It can be anything. It can be any, no minimum.
So
no minimum.
Between one sighting of need and another sighting, I mean, you can have a very small period.
It can be 45 days, and she's a very lucky person.
So that's a long one. Well, yeah, what's a shorter one?
Till a point that you can no longer live with a husband, then they tell you they're divorced.
So what you say?
Remember you had Shami before, you can only have relations once in 80 days. How many days was that? Once in 80 or 96 days. You know, you had a hard time, yeah.
So 14, anything less than 14 would be a problem.
Exactly. Or depends. 5 and 7. What are you talking about today? You're talking about then. In those days, not a problem. As long as 8 days, you can have every ninth day. So then you have 1 day. After the 7 of Nida, you have... Yeah. Omer that a papa. That's why they were so pregnant all the time. Yeah. Omer that a papa. The papa said, "Elohado." Okay. So the papa again. So the papa says that the 22 counts from the.
But even during pregnancy, you learn that there's issues
if she has birth pains and all that. Yeah. Omer that a papa. The papa said like this. I hold that the 22 days start from the day that she should have seen. You have Huni Bnei Shua hold the 22 days start from the day that you actually did see. This that the Shlaki says, Isha Kovasla Vesabatech Mezivosa, that a woman, the Shlaki argues with Abhudim Shmuel. Abhudim Shmuel said that a woman cannot be Kaveya, be Meziva. Mashenkin, Shmuel, Rabbi Yechan, and the Shlaki both hold that a woman could be Kaveya in the Tech Meziva, could be Kaveya new verses. So, Betech Mezivosa, the Ain, Isha Kovasla Vesabatech Mezivosa. So the Shlaki says she can be kaveya vesa b'teichim meizivasa. Poof, I had this before, but she cannot be kaveya b'teichim meinida. We'll soon see what you mean. Teichim meinida cannot be kaveya. If you already started the flow, and let's say she sees 5 days in a row, and let's say the day number, the third day, she sees, and then the next time, you know, the same thing, and the third time she started seeing on the third day. Of the three previous cycles. Can you be Kaveh and say, well, the last two times she saw on the third day, and now she saw starting the third day, it's Kaveh that she's a Nida on that time, Kaveh Vesis, or not? So he says, he cannot be Kaveh because it's one flow, it's Mayon, the Pesuach, it's one flow, and therefore you cannot be Kaveh. The Tuesday is really the Sundays that just took time to come out. So you cannot be Kaveh Meziva, but you could be Kaveh Meziva, which is Pukh Fakert of what Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul said.
So would that be for uprooting the previous Vesis as well?
Yeah, same thing. But no, and Rabbi Yechina says, Rabbi Yechina says, Isha kevazle vesa b'teich meyidasa. Rabbi Yechina says that a woman is kevei vesa b'teich meyidasa. Rabbi Yechina says that a woman can be kevei in the meyidah, but also you may ziva. Both times you can be kevei vida. So let's work it out. Hey chidami, what's the case talking about? What are you talking about? Hechidomi, lav isn't talking about going to Chazoi, Reish Yarcha, she saw Reish Chedesh. The Chamisha Beyarcha, and she saw the fifth day of the month. She saw Reish Chedesh, then she didn't see, and then she saw the fifth day of the month. It's in the Nidah period, but the blood stopped, and she saw again. So she saw number one, number five, number one, and then Reish Yarcha, Misha Beyarcha. Then the next month she saw Reish Chedesh, she saw the fifth day. Right? So this is B'teich Meinidosa, right? And now she only saw on the fifth day of the month. So comes along Rabbi Yechon and says she can be kaveya of verses now because she saw three times the fifth day of the month. But the third time she didn't see the first day of the month. So therefore she's been kaveya now in new verses. Because three times in a row. Sorry?
So that becomes a fifth and you ignore the first.
No, you don't ignore the first yet because it happened three times. You didn't see the first. You still have to be worried about the first, but you definitely kaveya new verses there three times for seeing the fifth. And he's saying, and he says, now my question is very simple. The fact is, he didn't see on Rosh Chodesh. So why are you calling him Meinidosa? You didn't see. Had you seen the third time also, Rosh Chodesh, and Hey, and you tell me that you're Kaveya for Hey as well, that's Mamish Teichim Meinidosa, because she saw the Rosh Chodesh, became Meinida. You're telling me that the Cheshbon has to be only if you established it.
So you're saying the third time there is nothing on Rosh Chodesh.
So it's not Meinida.
Therefore it ceased being Meinida.
It's not a Meinida. It's not a Nida because she never established. No, you're telling me that day number 22 is not from the 22 she should have seen, but from when she actually saw. No, the same thing over here. So according to you, it should be when you actually saw, but he wasn't a Nida. So why are you calling him Meinida? Alma Mereish Yarcha. Even though she didn't see the pile, we're already calling her a classic Varanida, and we're saying that you can be convinced of it. Because that's what we anticipated to see. That's the whole point.
That's what you anticipated, you saw, and you twice you saw.
Yeah.
The third time you don't see, but you still call it.
So Zaraya to me, that 22 days doesn't mean 22 days from when you saw, 20 days from when she should have seen last time. Look at the Rashi. Omelet at Papa, 10 lines from the bottom. So three occasions, 3 months in a row, she saw on the fifth day. So now it should be a vessel the fifth day of the month. But this is Teich Meinidosa. The Shlokis says you cannot fix. The Shlokis law. You cannot fix it. The first 2 months when she saw the fifth day was mamish because she saw the chedesh, so therefore she's a meinida. Even though she stopped seeing, but she's, you know, she saw again the fifth. But the fact is that she saw twice she's a meinida. Don't need to have him erech yachah. Upam gimel have a meinida. And the third time it's a meinida. If he cheshben harosh ha'isarilirais, she should have seen then. So we call her a nida. And then according to Shlokish, he cannot be kaveh. Midikari lepam gimel toichi meinida, and he calls the third month toichi meinida, and therefore he uses the proof that it cannot be kaveh meinida. Almal fi cheshmo harovu minyan. We count according to cheshmo harovu. Rabbi Yechon's no problem. Rabbi Yechon, you could be kaveh. Sayi meinida and sayi meiziva. It's the Shlokish who says you cannot be kaveh you meinida, but he can only be kaveh meiziva. Punkt verkehrt of what.
That argument to say that maybe Rosh Chodesh is actually the third time, it just didn't come out till the fifth. So you actually.
What do you mean by that?
Because the reason he says you can't be kaveh, but he does, because when the flow comes afterwards,
it never holds back five days. No, the reason is there's no taste for dummim. There's extra blood. There it comes out earlier than it should. It doesn't come out 5 days later. Where does it stay for 5 days? You know, the tomorrow's Gemara that, you know, we already had before, that once it goes into the canal, she's already tameh, but it has to. Remember, Shama says it comes out straight away. The Gemara says that back to the Gemara. So that's his raya. You missed. You know, that's how he didn't give spell it out. So I'll tell you what the case was. He saw, you know, once one Rish Chedesh, they saw another Rish Chedesh. And then the next time, the Esim v'chamisha b'yarcha v'reish yarcha. So the 25th and the Rish Chodesh. Now,
it's earlier now.
Yeah, but the problem is the third month of Rish Chodesh was already Betoche Mei Nida of the 25th. Can you establish now a Rish Chodesh? So twice it's a Rish Chodesh on its own, and the third month saw the 25th and the Rish Chodesh. So do we say that Rish Chodesh is what? If Rish Chodesh is Betoche Mei Nida of the 25th, then you cannot establish a new, it's not a new Hervesa, it's not now, it's not right. It started 5 days ago. So comes along Rabbi Yechon and says you could. Why? The Amrina, we say, Domim Yisaydu the Toysboy. We say that the Emerson her period is on his Chedesh. I, how come it came out 5 days early? It was such a tremendous flow of blood that it came down prematurely. It's Rosh Chedesh's Vesas that came out early. See, that's what we say.
Yeah.
Not the other way around. And it came out early. That's the case when Rabbi Yechon argues the Shlokish and says that, no, that it's Chayach to have Bimei Nida. So nothing to do with you, case or Papa.
Does he say that this early, does it have, how early it can be? Can it be early, like 10 days?
Well, no, it told me it didn't stop. It had to continue its flow. Has to be continued for a flow. Look, do Rashi. Amle loy el hocher al yechen. Ki gein de chazia trezine bereish yachel. We're just doing Rashi. You saw twice. It finishes. Javi, we finish now the whole perik and we start a new gemara tomorrow. Make sure you bring a new gemara. Yeah, in two more lines. Let's do Rashi. Ki gein de chazia trezine bereish yachel. She saw twice as chedesh. Upam shlishi is b'chof hei v'levies bereish chedesh. So she saw the third time on the 25th of the next month, and then the fourth time she saw 5 days later on Rosh Chodesh. So the fourth sighting, which is the third time she's seeing on Rosh Chodesh, betoichi meidoyse mamish. She nida meyoyim chafei. She was not a theoretical nida. Says I'm going to show this is a factual nida. She taki did become, not like a papa who learned the theoretical. This is taki became a nida. Umshum hachi karle toichi meidoyse. That's why we call him meidoyse. Don't nida. He's taki nida. The time of my havikvis, so why taka do we allow the third time we recognize as chedesh as a new kvis? Not hakik from havikvis. It is chedesh. The chedesh is a hemshich from 25.
So what you're trying to say is chedesh has been cancelled.
Yeah, it's a 25th day, so it's not. It shouldn't be setting up a new kvis. Ha'urche b'hachi, it's common this way, sheniftich mayona, that it opens prematurely, mishum damrin, and we say, hach riyad rosh chaydash riyad vestihi, what she saw rosh chaydash is taki when her period is. V'hayem z'mana, and this is the right time. Ay, v'hay da akti v'chazoy v'chofei, domim yiseidu v'taysuba. It has to be within the 7 days.
Yeah. Can't be more. Okay, yeah. Right. So yeah. In other words, it was anywhere between 7 days of rosh chaydash.
Yes. Exactly. But we
not,
can
not
say
less, not more than that.
Exactly. The Ephesian Gemara. So the Gemara.
So what you're saying is all these things work. Each one of these days can work in a block of seven.
That's right. Exactly. Chen ki asa Ravim, when Ravim came, Echon Nechusa Yom, and all those who traveled down to sea, those from Eretz Yisrael, they came to Bavel, Amru, Kerav Huna B'nei B'Shua. They all learned Pshat Kerav Huna B'nei B'Shua that it has to be that the 22 days he counted from day number 27, not from day number 22. Not from the theoretical day, but from the factual day. Like the case of the hen with the chicken, with the eggs. So, I mean, what a mushroom. But anyway. Hadna Allah B'nei Kusim.
It's interesting.
It's interesting. Yeah.